This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on education.
On Madam Chair's remarks, so thank you. But it does take the collective will of everyone to move forward. It takes a partnership, the Board of Trustees, taking those courageous decisions to move forward, to be able to say that we've lowered tuition and fees twice, that we've lowered the tax rate three consecutive years. The philosophy of the board is we're not going to put it on the back of our students or on the back of our taxpayers, and we're still growing. We continue to grow, but it's because of the collective will, the love for the community. We're looking for elected officials, Senator, to continue to help us. No pressure. A little state funding doesn't help. It does help. But appreciate the help, Senator. Appreciate the congressman, our BISDs, our school district, everyone. This collective will of working together to move forward. So thank you for that. But the purpose of us today, we gather here today on behalf of the students. We forge with our higher institutions a new pathway for economic mobility to move our communities forward. When I interviewed for the job, I used to tell the students and everyone else, raise your hand if you're a trust baby. If you don't know what that is, you're not. I said, my last name is Rodriguez. I work for my money. You will too. So you better learn something people are willing to pay for. So Dr. Vela, thank you for extending our partnership in increasing the probabilities of success for our students. This is an extension of our current partnerships, expanding our 2+2 partnerships. Not only are we doing this with our business administration and animal science, this MOU also represents that we will be pledging to work closely together to raise awareness of these pathways within our communities. We'll collaborate for student recruitment and other community events. We will also work together to increase the college credentials students earn. For example, TMOOC will advise us of the students who have opted into reverse transfer. This means that after our students transfer to TMOOC, they can be awarded an associate's degree from TSC once they complete their remaining credits in Kingsville. House Bill 8. Thank you, Senator. At this time, we will actively help connect TMOOC's enrollment team with their associate's degree students who want to continue their education and earn a bachelor's degree at TMOOC. It's a win-win relationship for all of us. Now, providing a high-quality, affordable education remains a focus for both institutions. TSC is the most affordable institution of higher education in the entire Rio Grande Valley. Students can complete their gen eds, their associate's degree, at one-third the cost of a local university. I'm not going to mention it. And then they can transfer to Kingsville, and they can be confident that their credits have maximum transferability. They're earning time and money. In addition, the TSC students are eligible to apply for the Javelina Promise program at TMOOC. Thank you for that, sir. This promise is designed to cover any gaps in the cost of tuition after Pell Grant, Texas Grant, or other scholarships that have been applied. TSC, the Board of Trustees, are always strategic in who we partner. We don't partner for the sake of partnering, but we bring value added to our communities and the opportunities for their success. And TMOOC represents that partnership for us. So we're pleased to host you, Dr. Vela, and your team here at Texas Southmost College. He's a native himself. He knows our students' populations, and we congratulate him on returning to TMOOC as the president, where he earned his bachelor's, master's, and doctorate degree. Dr. Vela, can you please join me for your remarks?